You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM, and because it's Tuesday, you know what's going to happen. It's TikTok with Tiennis.
Hello.
Welcome to you, sir.
How are you?
It's lovely to see you again.
Good to be back.
And today we are talking about something absolutely miraculous.
Because, we hope.
Yeah, but just the concept even, okay? I don't know if everybody, all of our listeners know, but malaria is still a massive problem in tropical, subtropical areas. We're talking about even Mozambique. That's as close as malaria is.
Northern KZN. Yeah.
Northern KZN. It is in the country. However, someone somewhere has come up with a possible solution. Please tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, we hope this is the beginning of the end of a horrible illness like malaria. So it still kills about 600,000 people a year.
Crazy.
About 260 million people a year still get infected, and it's not a nice illness to have.
And the pills that you get to prevent it are terrible.
And yeah, and you feel bad when you drink them.
You feel horrible. I went to Tanzania and I had to take malaria tablets, and it's not a nice thing.
No, it's not. So, look, I mean, we've spoken about CRISPR technology.
Yes.
On the segment before. And
just so everybody knows, it's gene editing
that's
technology.
Correct, yes. So it's a method of actually going into the cells and essentially splicing up the genes and replacing it with more favorable genes. That's how we are starting to kind of cure some illnesses with it. And now with the malaria, they've actually discovered the one gene in the genome of a mosquito that is actually responsible for the transmission of malaria.
Okay.
So what they've done is they can use CRISPR to then edit those genes and remove that one gene from the genome and replace it with a benign one. And it means that those mosquitoes can't transmit malaria anymore. So the plan is, you know, create a bunch of these mosquitoes that don't have the transmission gene,
right,
have them breed, and then let them out into the general population of mosquitoes so that they can pass on those genes through various generations, and
which,
then hope
which happens quite quickly with
100%. Yeah, their life cycle is very quick. So the plan is then obviously to essentially breed malaria out of the world with mosquitoes that can't transmit the disease.
What? I am flabbergasted. This is insane. You know, there's a running joke or a meme on the internet where they say, if you want to scare a child from a Victorian era, just take her, bring them here and say things like you just said.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that we can go in on a genetic level and eradicate something that has plagued humans
for thousands
of millennia.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And it's been tested in the lab. The peer-reviewed paper has been published in Nature. And it sounds like this is the plan going forward. And now they're going to start breeding these mosquitoes that can't transmit the disease. It's fascinating.
It is absolutely fascinating. And also, it gives me the hope that they might be able to do this with other illnesses that are transmitted by mosquitoes, such as dengue fever, which is the one that they don't really talk about, also known as bone fever.
Sounds.
Because that's how it feels, like,
yeah,
your bones are breaking. That's the level of pain that it brings into your body. And anybody that's ever gone into a subtropical or tropical area will know, if you don't have to take those malaria pills, it's going to change your experience completely.
100%.
Wow.
It's a fascinating advancement. Let's see how quickly we can get this out.
Bah, you know, Tiennis, you just continue to blow my mind, and next week I will probably have to wear a helmet. But we'll return to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. We'll see Tiennis next week. If you want to find out more about science and tech, please visit him and his buddies at bandwidthblog.co.za.